Page 158. Main ideas. Exercise 1.
Welcome to Living Today, the show that examines modern-day issues that touch our daily lives. Today, we'll be talking about marriage and how to prepare for that big step of actually tying the knot. When most couples marry, they discuss some important issues in advance, like how many children they want or where they want to live. But most of the day-to-day details and problems of married life are worked out after the wedding. Not so with my guests today, Steve and Karen Parsons, who have a 15-page marriage contract that states the rules they must follow in almost every aspect of their married life. So, Steve, Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Nice to be here.
So, I'd like to start off by asking you what everybody is probably wondering. Why did you decide to write this agreement? I mean, you've both been married before. Am I right?
Yeah, I've been married twice, and Karen was married once before.
And so we have some experience about what goes wrong in a marriage.
Right.
Okay, and that's why you wrote this contract?
Right.
Yes. We found that most problems happen because the spouses have different expectations about the marriage. We wanted to talk about everything, openly and honestly, you know, before we started living together.
Yeah. For example, everyone has their quirks, and we're all bothered by things that might not seem important to someone else.
Yeah.
Like, it used to really bother me when my ex-husband left his dirty clothes on the floor. So we put that in the contract. Dirty clothing must be put in the laundry bag. And now Steve knows what my expectations are.
I'll say.
And he won't be leaving his clothes on the floor, right, sweetie?
Right.
Well, I'm sure that some people hearing this report will think that this isn't very romantic.
Oh, no, we disagree.
Actually, we think it's very romantic.
Yeah, it shows that we sat down and talked and really tried to understand each other. A lot of problems occur in a marriage because people don't open up and talk about what they want.
That's so true. Now, when we disagree about something, we work out a compromise that's good for both of us. You know, I'd much rather do that than get some romantic gift like flowers or candy.
Okay, so I have to say, some of these rules sound like a business agreement. Many of them concern money in some way.
Yeah.
Even the ones about having children.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Right here you say, after our first child is born, the partner who makes less money will quit his or her job and stay home with the child.
Right.
Well, now that's an interesting way to decide who will do the childcare.
Yeah, it's unusual, but it really makes sense. We definitely want someone home with our kids.
Oh, yeah.
And if Karen is the main breadwinner at that point, why should she stop working? It'll be better for all of us if I stay home.
Yeah. And the reason that we put in so many rules about money is that in our experience, a lot of problems are caused by arguments about money.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to make a budget every year. And we put that in the contract, too.
Well, I'm curious. Do you spend a lot of time checking up on each other to see if the rules are being followed?
No, not at all. And we don't argue about them either.
No. As a matter of fact, I think we spend less time arguing than most couples because, you know, we both know what the other person expects.
Yeah. And we can spend our time doing things we enjoy and just being with each other.
What happens if one of you breaks a rule?
So far, that hasn't been a problem.
Nope, hasn't happened.
Because we've agreed on them already.
But what if, say, all right, here it says, Karen will cook the meals. What if you don't want to cook dinner one night? What happens?
Well, you know, we'll work something out. Maybe there's a good reason, like she's sick or something. We can still be flexible.
Okay, but what if it happens all the time?
Well, then we have to ask, is this marriage really working?
Yeah.
Because let's face it, if we can't follow our own agreement, there's no point. Oh, very true. So it sounds like you two are happy with this contract.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you, do you think other couples should follow your example and write marriage contracts of their own?
Well, it's a lot of work to write a thing like this, but I think it could be useful to a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know, I bet there would be fewer divorces.
Okay. Well, look, I know we have a lot of people waiting to get in on this discussion, so let's go to some calls. Hi, you're on the air. What do you think?